Why being attached to the results stop you from getting clients from the internet? This is the question we're going to answer in this episode of The Real Story Behind Our Business. Welcome aboard. If you are here, chances are that you're here because you've done a bunch of marketing trainings, you filled up dozens of ideal clients worksheets, and potentially even hired a marketing coach or a VA to post on social media. Still nothing happens. You know, after having even all the most beautiful strategies, you don't know what to say. You're still avoiding Facebook Lives or LinkedIn Lives like dentist. And you're wondering how you can really pass the six-figure mark in annual revenue using social media marketing. But if you're like me, when I was at that stage, which was not long ago, before the six-figure mark, you probably know or feel or hear. You probably know, like you know deep inside of you, that it has nothing to do with your marketing. Your fear of becoming visible online, which is like sharing your voice, your ideas, your stories, your irresistible offers, your beliefs, your leadership, and your expertise, is deeply rooted in your wounds.
Welcome to the Social Media Love Podcast, where you will discover how to get more clients on social media with proven social selling strategies. And now, your host, social media marketing coach, influencer, speaker, and founder of Social Media Love, Angelique Binet.
Social media, love it or hate it? In a world where the average daily screen time is almost 7 hours a day, including social media, how can women entrepreneurs get a piece of this marketplace and finally fall in love with their fear of becoming visible? I.e. sharing their voice, ideas, stories, irresistible lucrative offers, beliefs, leadership, and expertise with a community of like-minded individuals in a way that feels good, genuine, and healthy. This show is exactly about this. Via storytelling, interviews, and social media marketing tutorials, every week we add a piece to the puzzle. Welcome to Social Media Love Show and welcome to the conversation. Yeah. Back then when we were little girls and all my clients shared this with me, we were told that we were too loud, too emotional, too tall, or too much. So we finally got the memo and started to hide for life. Well, not until now. Because at Social Media Love, and if you don't know me yet, I'm Angelique Binet. I'm the founder of this beautiful company that helps women entrepreneurs to fall in love with their fear of becoming visible online, you know, without sacrificing who they are. So we help you rewrite your story before you hit the road online. The woman you're becoming in that journey is the one running the show. Whether you decide to run a blog, a podcast, or maybe you have a video channel, or even just posting on social media, that woman you're becoming operates from a place of trust, of joy, and ease. Can you imagine running your social media content from a place of ease? She knows you're made for success and that sharing your voice online is one of the many ways to make your impact. So today I want to address, you know, the fact that so many women entrepreneurs who have an online presence are so attached to the results that it keeps them tight. It constricts their emotional vibrations. It makes them shrink and kind of even not fun to listen to. So I want you to imagine, and this is really the invitation for you today. What would it feel like if I were about to tell you that from now on, social media marketing has nothing to do with getting new clients? How would that feel to wake up every morning knowing that social media platforms or any online platforms, whether it's like that podcast, has for only purpose to actually share a message so that there is at least one person every day that hears it and changes the trajectory of her or their life? What if it didn't matter that you have clients at the end or not? How would you actually show up online if the end results was not about getting clients? I want you to close your eyes and feel that energy. How would that feel? What would you do today if you knew that each time you post something online, you share your voice, you know, you actually help someone? One person's going to feel better. One person's going to make another choice. Instead of shutting down the business, they might open it again. Or maybe instead of, you know, splitting in their relationships, they're going to try again another way to get better in the relationships. All those questions I want to ask you this is just to allow you to feel how it would feel to remove the pressure that you put on yourself when it's time to show up online. We have that big, you know, it's because, you know, we've been bombarded with the idea that social media marketing is to get rich, it's to get clients, it's to get conversion, it's to get this and views, right? So this, to be attached to this, what does it do? The next time you finally post, then there's nobody clicking or liking or commenting or sharing. And then you make it mean something about you, that you really suck at what you do, that nobody cares about your message, that it doesn't even matter what you say because nobody sees it. And then here we go. The beauty of social media marketing when it's time to show up as a woman leader online, it's where you project your own story to what's happening online. So this is why in this intro I tell you we have so many beliefs around, you know, who we are at the core. After spending so many decades thinking that we're not enough in everything we do, because very early in life we learned that we were too loud, that we were too emotional, stop crying, stay in back, right? You're too much. Look at how you dress, stuff like that. That's all those wounds come back to you when it's time to show up online. So you may try all the mindset work and it helps you actually to show up, but then it triggers you when nobody shows up on the other end. Nobody watches your stuff. Nobody reacts. Nobody subscribes to your email list. Nobody shows up in your webinars. And then you make it mean something about you. You start judging yourself. You judge yourself. So what does it do when you judge yourself? You don't want to show up anymore, right? And we're so mean in things we tell ourselves, right? So I'm going to give you something. Next time you go live or you post something and you choose to do it from a place of ease, what does that mean? That means you feel that day that you really want to share or answer that question that a client asks you and you think it could serve someone else online. You're going to share it from a place of ease and abundance, so that no matter who watches it or listen to it, you don't have to be attached to the results. How does that feel when I say that? Like, whether you listen to these things that I'm talking about, I don't care. Because I know, you know, an experience proved it to me. Someone is listening. And for me, knowing that someone is listening is helping me detach from the results, because I know I trust the universe. I trust myself. I trust that the all experience I have lived through all my life, including the marketing experience I have and working with other women leaders and entrepreneurs, I know that each time you show up, someone else's lives gets impacted. That's it. I know. I'm not going to get attached to how many views and stuff. So don't get me wrong. When you start, you know, having a
consistent flow of things, you're going to look at your metrics, because if you see that the reels perform better than, I don't know, your carousels online, then let's do more reels. But it doesn't mean anything about you. You know, there is a social media tools are social media tools. No matter where you are online, it will always check first that you show up. Okay, start talking about the algorithm and the metrics. The first criteria is to show up. So I want to bring that back to you. When you see a little kid in the street or in a store, like a 2 years old, and you see that little kid, I don't know, maybe that person, that little kid fall, right? They fall. And then, I don't know, all the tomato can drop into them. They bang their head. So are you going to go to that little kid and say, hey, little kid, you're such a crazy bear. Yeah, look at what you did. You really suck at what you do. You don't even know how to walk. You know, the first thing you're going to go is to go to the little kid and try to cheer him up, see if he's okay, and help and comfort that little person, you know, and show him that it's okay. Next time it'll be okay, right? So you need to start talking to yourself like this. Yes. Because if you pay attention to your thoughts when you especially post stuff online, or you have to pick your photos and your videos and what are you going to write in the copy of your post, you're starting to judge the photo, to judge the words you use, and you're starting to judge yourself. And down the rabbit hole, you're not going to post. That's it. So this is because our mind works like this. If you haven't been accustomed to show up online, talk to people online, even get clients online, your system is freaking out. Your nervous system is like, this is not safe. We're going to die from showing up. So your mind's going to do everything it can to show you evidence that you are on the wrong path. But your conscious mind, the lady that you are watching and listening here, she wants to show up online because she has a mission. She wants her mission to touch and impact more people. So you'll be always dancing tango between your mind and your real desires. But because you have such a mind that is based on decades of limiting beliefs and limiting thoughts and wounds to heal, it won't let you do it. This is why at Social Media Love, we do the work from scratch. Before you show up online, we go and visit all the things about your mind, all the things about your body, and how you play tango. You dance tango between your mind and your body, which actually raises or deep your energy, right? And that, as you know, online, it's very important that your energy is elevated. You are here to inspire your audience, right? You have so many good stuff to share with them. So all this to say, to go back to the question, if you're attached to what's going to come out of your video or your post, that energy, when I say this, can you feel the type of energy that it brings? It restricts your energy. So chances are that your presence online is not radiating. Really not. Plus, you're not in a creation mode. You're not going to have the ideas, the creative ideas, the creative topics that you want to talk about to your potential clients. So I'm inviting you to do this exercise. If you knew that each time you post something online, or you post a podcast episode or a video, someone else's life gets changed. Someone else is thinking, oh, I wish I could work with that person. What if you knew this for a fact? What would you do today? If you knew that each time you show up online, you are helping one person to change their life and inspire them to consider working with you, what would you do today? What would you do now? this type of questions and visualizations and action taking, because we're not just like in the clouds of your dreams. Your dreams are very real and very actionable. This is why I'm offering you an experience with me in the next few days, weeks, wherever you are when you are listening or watching this episode, of coming with me for 90 minutes. I'm going to show you how you can actually start believing in yourself when it comes to posting and exactly know what you need to say that day. I will help you using visualizations, breathing exercises, and social media strategies. Connect with your ideal client so that when you post online, it doesn't drain you. You don't need to do two nightmares the day before, and that you actually go online from
You've been listening to the Social Media Love Podcast from Angelique Binet. So if you want to grow your product or service business with social media, visit socialmedialoveab.com.
Over and you forget, join the show. And if you have any question, I'm going to give you my personal email. It's contact@socialmedialoveab. AB is for my first name, Angelique B. Binet, my last name. So socialmedialoveab@gmail.com. If this episode inspires you, I want to know, because the more I know, the more I can serve you in a way that is fun for me, but useful for you and inspiring, okay? So I can't wait to read your email. And if you like that episode, you can share and leave us a review, because this helps to get access to more women like you. Ciao, ciao.